This is the music that comes out now when you go to healthcare.gov. When you can't sign up, this is what they spit out at you. More delays, more problems, more high prices for premiums, and that's no joke. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Such an easy target, and you just can't help yourself, can you? And we certainly can't. We are partaking in what is the mess that was the rollout on October 1st. I mean, listen, I'm rooting for the best. I want the best for everyone in this country. If we've got affordable health care, let's get it. But it was flawed to begin with, and now the flaws are just showing up all over the place. And it comes back to the same thing we harp on over and over again here on this show, accountability, accountability, accountability. And nobody wants to take the blame for it. And nobody wants to move forward with it, except for now there are a truckload of people coming in from the West Coast that are there to try to make things smooth and have it set up by the end of November so somebody doesn't get kicked out, it doesn't blow up, and all these things that have been happening where it's been shut down, there's been outages and all that other kind of stuff. It doesn't give you a comfortable feeling about signing up for healthcare when you see what's happening just with the website. But all roads lead to healthcare.gov. I mean, that's it. What does it mean for prices? What does it mean on exchanges? Is your state part of the, have their own state exchange or not? Now, when I went there earlier in the day, because of course I had to do the daily check, you know, because you got to be able to see it for yourself. It says, health insurance marketplace, please wait. We have a lot of visitors on our site right now, and we're working to make your experience here better. Please wait until we send you to the login page. Thanks for your patience. But the problem is you're usually waiting for a long time. And most insurances are going to be done in a regional way. Texas, for example, you have the normal insurers like the Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Texas offering individual and multi-state plans, right? That's what happens. So that's what you would probably get, or some, or one other, you know, one or two other healthcare providers you could shop around. But most insurance carriers, and this is what's happened to people, have left the individual market because of the increase in the cost to comply with Obamacare. Like Kaiser. Hundreds and thousands of people have been dropped from current plans that wouldn't be legal under the Affordable Care Act, the requirements, because they don't cover certain benefits. So that's because people want to drill it down. They want to know what it means. So we peel this back, that's what it means. If you live in a less populated part of the country, and there's some wonderful nooks and crannies right now where you're hearing me on your favorite station, if it's a rural area in Alabama and North Carolina and the Florida panhandle in parts of Iowa, and they have only one insurer to choose coverage from, well, that means there's no competition. That means you're going to pay higher premium prices. And they don't have competitive markets to begin with. And see, this goes back to the same problem. If you erase the state lines, then people could just shop for insurance and there would be competition. There would be a lot of competition. And I think that would have been the better way to go. So with the size, with the state, with everything else in between, that's what you have to take into account. And listen, there's some people listening. You don't want to get health care coverage, you're going to be fined $95. Which would you prefer, $1,200 for health care or more than $1,200, maybe $24, or $95 of a fine if you're single. $95. I think there's going to be more people that are opting for the fine. I do. I think more people are going to say, you know what, I can't, I'm piecing things together, trying to put food on the table, I'm juggling a zillion other bills, and I just can't afford to pay that 100-something that I have to pay a month. I just can't afford to do it, and knock on wood, I'm healthy right now. So I'm not gonna do it. All right, speaking of accountability, which we know that there's been problems with the healthcare.gov website, right out of the chute, here's a story we're following, and of course a lot of people are following this story, but the Washington Navy Yard shooter, Aaron Alexis, was an independent contractor. And he was showing, apparently, they say, signs of mental illness, but it wasn't reported. And when people see that, they're supposed to report it. There was some testimony during the day on the Hill about this. Stephen Lewis, a deputy director for the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense, told the Senate Committee on Homeland Security that it was determined that the company, the experts, that's the company, they were well aware of his mental instability, but they failed to report the information. And, of course, there was a police report for a 2004 arrest in Seattle when he shot out the tires, Alexis shot out the tires of a car in what was described as a rage blackout. And they didn't have to seek the report, but they didn't seek it. So I have a feeling there are going to be some serious lawsuits coming out of that, but that's, I'm not surprised by it. And remember, he killed 12 people inside the Navy Yard building where he worked. This happened September 16th before he was fatally shot by the police. He had a valid security badge. He was able to get in, and sadly the rest is history. But the thing to know is he gets the clearance. But we had the same problem. Ed Snowden gets the clearance. Bradley Manning gets the clearance. And Manning's in prison for leaking classified documents. Snowden's in asylum in Russia. And Aaron Alexis is dead for what he did. So clearance in some of these positions in Washington, how do they determine who's going where? I think they have to do more than run FBI fingerprint checks to make sure that they have a better chance of having the right person in place, for goodness sake. Speaking of that, coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weekend. Yep, we're all falling back. Are you excited about that? I heard a lot of people complaining they don't like to fall back. I like to fall back. I like to sleep in an extra hour on Sunday. So take that for all of you who don't like it. Complaining. Yes! Make sure you mark it down, because Nathan, if you're working, don't show up early. That'd be the worst. Oh, that'd be the worst. And in fact, Nathan, it could probably fall under dumb things I shouldn't have done.
What's that? You...
dumb things. Thank you very much. Nick, listening to us in the great state of Illinois, says, Kate Delaney, you make me laugh so hard. I love dumb things. I have to tell you that probably the dumbest thing that I ever did is I had a job interview, and it was for a company that was a startup, and they wanted me to dress casual because there wasn't any pressure about wear a suit, press everything, shine up your shoes. They wanted me to be that what I was. It's a computer company. And I did show up casual. The only problem is my shirt was on backwards. I was pretty tired that morning when I woke up. I didn't realize it. I had it on backwards. It was so embarrassing. You could see the seams. I wonder if they thought I did that on purpose. Needless to say, I didn't get the job, and I wonder how many people listening to your show have done a similar thing. Have you ever put things on backwards, inside out? I have done it. I've done it. It's, you think, well, how do you put a shirt on backwards? But you can. Like a t-shirt, the way the collar's shaped or whatever. I've done that once, but I caught it before I went out the door. But another time, I put on, it might have been a sweatsuit or a jogging suit or something, and the inside, you know, rolled inside out, it looked the same as the outside, and I noticed that I had done that. In fact, I had worn them inside out. Oh, man. Bad. I don't think too many people noticed, or they were too embarrassed to tell me. It might not have been as blatant as it sounds. It's just when you look down and you see it, you're like, whoa, that's bad. It's bad. I bet in horror movies, they really pay attention to the dress. And some of the best costuming you ever see comes out of horror flicks. Bill in Jackson, Mississippi, 12:40 a.m. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Well, everyone has talked about the various macabre movies and so forth, but here are two that I remember just as a little kid that just, I woke up for years. One was The Thing from outer space. And the reason it was so scary was it was done like a documentary. I mean, it was just like it was a real factual looking thing, you know. And it took place up in an air base in Alaska. And I was just a little kid at the time, but it was so realistic that it was just, I mean, the other one was The Mole Men. But both of those are something that, you know, makes your imagination run wild. And, like I say, neither one of these were the macabre type, but they were the most scary movies that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point, because, like, I'm saying suspense. And the other thing is your imagination. That those can be scary. The movies you mentioned, I've seen them. I would say the same thing. Yeah, that it could freak you out.
Yeah, I even think the original Thing was more scary than the more recent one.
Yeah, I agree, because I've seen them back to back. Good stuff, Bill. Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of the twist. So you're like me. You don't think, who cares about the slasher movies? Because I don't think they're that interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the other version for sure. Bill, always good contributor. Thanks for calling, throwing in your two cents on that one. You know, the suspense things too. My nephew, and maybe some of you are the same way, because you could be a grown man or be a kid and it could bug you. People that don't like to be surprised. So you go into a super, super haunted house. Like every year we have my buddy Todd James on, who does Cutting Edge, and it's incredible. It's been featured all over the place. I mean, it's almost really too scary for me to go through. I'm too scared because when I say scared, what happens is, every time you turn a corner, something's popping out at your face or underneath your feet, and it's freaky. It's so dark, and it's scary. And you have no control whatsoever. And that's the other thing. I mean, you have no control with it. So there is something, I think, to that. There's something to the suspense that's over the top, where you're not sure what's going to happen. Like, if you go back and you watch the movie Jaws, it's, as a kid, it might have scared you. But when you see it as an adult, you think, oh, that's a cheesy, fake shark. But there is one scene where they're out on the boat, and I can't remember if it's Roy Scheider, if it's one of the others, Richard Dreyfuss it might have been, where all of a sudden he's diving and poof, the shark, it's like a shark eye just sort of comes into play, you know, comes right through and he sees it and it spooks him. And it is spooky. It still is spooky. It holds up because it's boom, not, it's the unexpected. That's what it is. It's the unexpected wrapped in suspense that can be super powerful. That's, to me, the twist, whatever, is much more exciting and much more frightening. All right, for dumb things, I want to close it out with one more. I got this one from Rex, listening in New Jersey, and he says, I understand you're from the Garden State, Kate Delaney. I knew there was a reason that I liked you. I'll tell you one of the dumbest things that I ever did. I thought I was being a good guy. Finally, I gave myself enough time to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bunch of donuts for my fellow workmates. I got about 3 dozen, and that was all good. And then I got 2 cups of Joe, only they didn't put the caps on tight. I didn't realize it. I put it in my back seat. It tumbled off the seat when I was going over the bridge. Needless to say, all the coffee dumped out ruined the back seat of my car. You just, as many times as I washed it, had the car washed, professionally do it, everything, I couldn't get it out. And then plus I'm rushing in to work. I've got the donuts. I don't even realize that I have empty, and I don't know how I did this and not see the coffee. I didn't even realize I had empty cartons of Joe and put them out on the table. I can see how you did that. If it was leaking out, which is what I'm kind of thinking with the cap thing, and if you had a distance to drive and you didn't, you were like an underground parking or somewhere where you didn't, you just grabbed it, I can see how you wouldn't know what that is. That happened to me once with a hole in the bottom of a cup, and I had no idea it had leaked out until I had gone back into the car. That's a rough one. Oh, it's tough to get those coffee stains out of cars, especially if it's carpet. You know, if it's leather, different story, but it must not have been leather. Stay with us. Coming up next, hitting the mailbag. Hang with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The small rural Texas community of Newt early this morning. Officers there discovered what appeared to be a grisly work of art, the remains of a badly decomposed body wired to a large monument. A second body was found in a ditch near the perimeter of the cemetery. Subsequent investigation has revealed at least a dozen empty crypts, and it's feared more will turn up as the probe continues. Deputies report that in some instances, only parts of a corpse had been removed. The head, or in some cases,
frightening.
The remainder of the corpse left intact.
Yeah, deputies, we're having some fun. Here is some Halloween for all of you listening to America tonight. You know, graveyards and what they do with bodies and what happens in zombies are so big right now. And they have been big in the past. What's old is new, and you know how everything comes around. And I think the zombie craze has come back around in full swing because you see, like, The Walking Dead, World War Z, and just how big that is. Remember earlier this week we had Jack Heath on, and Jack was talking about witches and the fact that it couldn't be more popular at this point, which he had a book optioned, as he comes from family who somebody was part of the Salem witch trials. And he's seeing that they're talking about making the one movie a book, and one book a movie, and that witches are very, very strong. So it's good. Same thing again. What's old is new and comes back around. It's interesting in talking about, Halloween and scary movies and what you consider to be scary. You look up the word scary in the dictionary, and it doesn't fit some of what we're talking about with these flicks. Because it depends on what scares you, I think, individually. And whether it's something popping out unexpectedly, more suspense, in other words. Or maybe it is the slasher thing. There are There is absolutely an audience for that, which is why you have the phenomenon of Saw. How many of those movies did they make? A lot. They made a lot of those movies. In fact, the Jasons, the Freddies, those characters just kept coming back again and again and again and again and again. And they must feel like there's some life, pardon the pun, to the characters, or they wouldn't keep doing that. And if you look at the box office receipts, it proves out that that's true. Hey, speaking of box office, coming up in our next hour, we have our cheap movie review. There's a couple of interesting movies that are coming out, actually, that I would recommend. Maybe waiting till video, but recommend. They look really, really good. And as we get closer to the Christmas holiday, some of your better movies come out. The payoff movies, the ones that are nominated for awards, for whatever that's worth. But just movies that you want to see, whether they're feel-good movies or intriguing movies or that kind of thing. It's that great escape for a lot of people. So we hammer on the Obamacare nonsense all week long, and people worried about what is it going to mean to them, and should they get coverage, are they going to pay a fine, what happens if you don't have health insurance, and you know, nothing but questions and questions and questions on top of questions. And I think part of the problem, as we seg back into the health care, part of what frightens so many people is the unknowns. Taking what was known, okay, here's my insurance, I get it, I know what it means, I call up, I give them my insurance card, they have it on file, and bada bing, we are done. Now I can worry about why I'm sick, why I have a pain, geez, I have to have my blood taken, I have to do the things that you do, and I just want to focus on treatments and making sure I don't have something else. Not reams of trying to understand what my health care coverage is, but more people are going to have to pay attention to that, because you're going to have to navigate your way around affordable health care. It's not going to be easy for a lot of folks to try to figure out, geez, what's the best option? Where do I go? Unless I'm totally wrong and all the brains from the West Coast that come in to save the day do something incredible and make it an easy website to look at to send you to exchanges or wherever you need to go. Because that's the whole idea. It's supposed to be a clearinghouse. So if I live in a certain state and I ask the question, geez, where do I go for health insurance or whatever, they'll hook me up on the website with it. If not, you know, if they can't, if there's no other way, they'll send me to another website, in other words. Because that's not in their wheelhouse. And I think that's really honestly, what people were looking for. They were looking to be able to get a handle on it, to get some advice, and then couldn't get the advice. And for people who talked to somebody on the phone, they were trying to get them to even sign in. And when you're still stuck on the give me a password and a login, whoa, that's pretty tough. That's very, very tough, because, how are you breaking through the wall? You're not breaking through the wall. Now, I was thinking about this the other day, and somebody did a report on it. When we talk about the NSA and spying and Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, being spied on and being furious about it, and yes, everybody knows everybody spies on everybody, but not in the open market, like telling the whole world and having the newspaper headlines scream how many emails we've taken from Merkel and what we've done with the cell phone and with other world leaders, the same thing. So now the question has come, you just think of any name and people are wondering if, in fact, they've been hacked into and we're spying on them. So the NSA right now is denying a report that it eavesdropped on a Vatican phone call, a bunch of them, when it was considering a successor for Pope Benedict. So before, the Italian magazine Panorama published the report, they issued a press release that read, NSA had tapped the Pope. And they say the eavesdropping was on calls from inside and outside the Vatican and spanned a few weeks from December 10th, 2012 to January 8th, 2013. And there were threats to the financial system, foreign policy objectives, human rights, leadership intentions, all that stuff was broken down. But tapping the Pope, they're denying that they know anything about it. But where is it coming from? And the NSA is denying it. They say they don't target the Vatican. They sent it to a whole bunch of different newspapers. But the assertions that the NSA targeted the Vatican were incorrect. And the NSA's post-11 surveillance programs, of course, are under massive pressure, and a microscope is put under every single one because it's the decision of who do we need to spy on? 35 world leaders? 35 world leaders? Where is the line? Where do we draw the line? And I think with the NSA, somewhere you do have to draw the line, even if you believe, okay, you got to give them some leeway. How much leeway should they get? And besides the website and healthcare and all that's going to happen and that kind of thing, deadlines, the whole NSA deal is still in the air. People are still talking about it. What's right? What's wrong? What should be fair game to tap into and what is outrageous? Tapping the Pope who has massive power, who has a voice people listen to, I don't know, not necessarily at first blush I can see why they'd say, oh, just tap the Pope. But having His Holiness come out and be, and you see the things he says already, that he's tapped into and they're hacking into his system, I can't imagine, because of the trust factor, I can't imagine that creates a warm and fuzzy feeling by any stretch of the imagination. I can't imagine it. All right, I promised we would do a mailbag, and coming up in our next segment, you know what? We're going to do just that. We'll head to the mailbag. Some of you sharing a few Halloween thoughts, others with complaints about what's happening in D.C. and why aren't we hearing anything and why are we hearing the same thing over and over again. And we'll go to those mailbag letters, emails, if you will, coming up here in just a few minutes on America Tonight, and talk about some of those along the way. So, and it's interesting. It's interesting to bounce back to the NSA. The NSA has been targeted ever since Snowden released some information, and now it's being tapped into the idea that even more. Oh, nothing better than Thriller. We're sending you out on this one. Check it out.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Of America's Night is just killer from our Nathan Reeder. Having a lot of fun with that. Thanks, Nathan. And there's a good blast that takes you right into what we're talking about now. And, of course, it's the mail, the mail, the mail. I always say that I cannot believe the amount of mail that we get. It practically crashes every time I get a storage warning and I have to pick through it and go through it and empty out the mailbag, otherwise they would shut us out. How nutty is that? A lot of you have many, many feelings about Obamacare, and without the pomp and circumstance attached to it, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Bo, who says, Ms. Kate, I don't understand why I would want to get this stinking health care when people don't understand the coverage. Say that it costs 3 to 4 times as much. And when I have to make up my mind as to which direction I'm going to go in when it comes to my family, and things are tight in my household, I have to tell you I'm going to go with my family. So if I have to pay a fine, it is still a lot less than scrambling to try to come up with a plan, an individual plan for me and my wife. The kids, of course, are covered. Covered. Well, we don't, you know, healthcare.gov is the clearinghouse. We don't know what ultimately it's going to look like in a couple of years. And this is the swan song for this president. I mean, this is what he's going to be remembered for. Healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. What else would he be remembered for? So if it's a complete bust, he's remembered for that. If it turns around, seemingly, it's a mess right now, but if it comes out differently, then all will be forgotten, I think, for some people anyway, not everyone that's listening to America tonight. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, healthcare.gov needs to be shut down. Shut the sucker down till the end of November when they think they have their ducks in a row. Right now it's just a tease, and it's one I'm not interested in. Yeah, well put, just succinct and to the point. Not interested in the Obamacare website, healthcare.gov. Healthcare.gov, because don't a lot of people say I don't want it to blow up on my in my face if some things come out that I don't like that make it seem like something's wrong. In other words, something's criminal. So I don't want to be part of that. That's it. That's boy, it's interesting. It's interesting the reaction. I even got something positive because I kept looking for something positive. Who thinks it's good? Who thinks their coverage is good? And who thinks we just need to be patient? And this came back to me from Rachel in California, who says, at least this president is trying to do something. All the other white men that came before him sat on their hands when it came to health care. How is it that we're not even ranked in the top 10? How is that possible? I say it's time to give Obama a break and stop hammering him into the ground for something that he's trying to do in a positive way to help Americans, because nobody else will do it. Well, I'm going to say, first of all, there are people that will do it. There's absolutely people that would help. And I'm going to say, no, the enrollment process is, they're distancing themselves from it. So, yes, you want to sign up for it if you have to sign up for it. And they will they'll get the wrinkles out of the program, the things that are killing them right now. Trust me, mark my words, they will do that. Let's move to another one. This one from Nancy. And Nancy says, Kate, I was just wondering what you think is an appropriate amount of time for someone to do trick-or-treating. I have a 13-year-old son. He's almost too old, but he wants to do it, and it still makes me feel good. So how long should I let him be out? Well, that's a loaded question because you're asking me to be the parent and come up with the answer to that. And the thing is, somewhere between the two sacks of candy filled to the top that my brother and I got compared to half of that amount, half of a bag or whatever filled with candy, I think half of a bag is plenty. Because no way, I mean, so how many hours? A couple hours, 2-3 hours max. How much candy do you need? Boy, talk to a dentist. The dentists go berserk over that. How much candy do you need? And the answer should be certainly not just handfuls and handfuls of it. And some candy is easy to go down that way. So if there's too much candy in the house, you're going to eat it. And nobody benefits from that. If there's massive self-control in the house, then, yeah, if you are out there trick-or-treating and it's getting deeper into the night, but nobody seems to be complaining, maybe you still do the same thing, but you have to bring your sack back. I mean, it got so bad when we were kids. Can anybody out there relate to this? It got so bad that we got great Halloween candy. we would have two sacks out with us, two or three, and then we just stuff the one and we'd have to come back and dump it out. And man, it's crazy. I mean, just a crazy amount of candy. You'd have to have massive discipline when you're getting 60, 70 pieces. It's incredible to me because it would be tough, I think, to hold your ground in that case. You have to, but it'd be very, very tough to do so. All right, here's another one from Hammer and Hal. And Hammer and Hal says, Kate, a couple of quick things. One, Obamacare thumbs down. I am a lifelong Democrat. I think the plan is brutal. Higher premiums that are unaffordable, along with a host of other things that's happening in Las Colinas that I just don't think will get them anywhere. I would say time to make a change, time to pull the plug. Pull the plug. Such a rough expression. Tough. I mean, this is an interesting crowd. So we get plenty of Democrats and plenty of Republicans, obviously, that call the show and talk about the accountability thing. That seems to be the overriding theme, that there's not a lot of accountability, and this is why there are problems with the website, problems with rolling it out when they did. All of that is because of no true leadership and a lack of accountability. But that could all switch, and is slowly, 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 it is switching a little bit, a little bit. But that's it. Don't forget, coming up in our next Hour of America tonight, woohoo, we take you to the movies. Yep, we do our cheap movie review in our second segment, and some of them you might mark down as potential movies to rent in the near future.
Different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.